If I could direct y'all to page 684 in your pew Bibles, to Matthew 5, chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbors and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on your righteous and unrighteous. If you love those who love you, that reward would you get? You are not even the tax collectors doing that. And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
Cade read The Little Blue Truck to the children this morning. And this is one of my favorite books to read Gideon. I like most of his books, really. They're short, so they keep my attention. They usually have great pictures in them. And there's normally a lesson to be learned in the book. This book, in particular, has a really good lesson if you pay attention to it. Let me break it down for you again in case you don't remember. Our main character is Blue. He drives along down a dirt road, and as he passes each animal, he beeps at them to tell them hello. Now, sometimes the animals are first to greet Blue with a quack, a moo, or a neigh, but the point is they're friendly to each other. They have a great back and forth, and they genuinely seem to like each other. The other character is Dump. Dump, on the other hand, comes plowing on by, literally pushing the animals out of the way. He says things like, coming through, I've got big important things to do. I haven't got time to pass the day with every duck along the way. Dump doesn't need anybody. Well, that is until he comes around a curve without seeing a huge mud puddle, and Dump gets stuck. Now what's he to do? Well, he cries for help from the ones he just passed by, the ones he was just rude to, the same ones he had no time for. Now, the animals are friendly creatures, right? I mean, they're friendly with Blue, who was also friendly to them. But they hear the cries of Dump, and they ignore him. They pretend they don't hear them. The book goes as far to say, honk, cried the Dump, and he sounded scared. But nobody heard, or nobody cared. But can you blame him, though? I mean, he's a rude old Dump. Serves him right. Maybe now he'll learn to treat others the way that he would want to be treated. But Blue has a different approach. Although he was part of the same group, and he was treated just the same by Dump, as he rounded the corner and heard Dump's cries for help, he helped. He didn't even give it a second thought. Actually, he jumped in so quickly, he got his own self stuck in the process. Now he's stuck in the mud, trying to help someone who just moments ago treated him very poorly. What an interesting turn of events. Now, the animal's willingness to be kind and show mercy and love to Dump was solely based on how he treated them. Since Dump treated them poorly, the animals treated Dump poorly. To treat him with mercy would be hard. So what happens? Since Blue's kindness led him to help Dump and get stuck himself, Blue called out for help, and everyone came running. The animals then pushed Blue, who was pushing the Dump, and they both got free. The animals were not willing to help Dump, but because they loved Blue, they were willing to help Blue help Dump. People, they're everywhere. They're all over, outside. Everywhere I go, there are people. As I encounter people, I try my best to be like Blue instead of Dump. I try my best to be kind to all, to say hello, give a smile. Even when I don't feel the best, I try. I find that even if I'm faking it, even if I'm not in the best of moods, it doesn't take much for me to smile or just be kind to others. I mean, what does it hurt? And plus, I can always go back to being my grumpy old self on the inside as soon as I'm alone again. I believe to some degree we can all relate to this. Almost everywhere we go, we are going to encounter people. And most of the time, the people we encounter will be friendly. These people are the ones that we find easiest to be friendly to. They are the ones we will help if they need it. But there are those times when we come across difficult people. It may be someone we know, or it can be a complete stranger, and they just happen to be occupying the same space that we are. And in that moment, we have to put up with them. This is where it gets tough. These are the people that test our daily kindness. They are the ones that, if we're having a bad day, make it difficult to be nice or even fake being nice. In today's scripture reading, we heard Jesus say, "You have heard that it is said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on evil and the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will that get you? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Don't even the pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." We as Christians sometimes get caught up in our own church world, only associating with other Christians, only doing church things. The world outside of our Christian bubble can be loud and difficult and rude. When people get into trouble, it's easier to just ignore it. Pretend we don't hear. It's easier to not care. But Christ called us to be different, to be the kind of people that do not base how we treat others on how they treat us. He has called us to treat everyone the same, with love, kindness, and mercy. Why? Because it's hard. It's a lot easier to just have an enemy, hate that person, to ignore that person, and not care about that person. I came across a story the other day that I thought demonstrated it perfectly. Hubert Humphrey was the former Vice President of the United States. When he died, hundreds of people from across the world attended his funeral. All were welcome but one, former President Richard Nixon, who had not long previously dragged himself and his country through the humiliation and shame of Watergate. As eyes turned away and conversations ran dry around Nixon, Nixon could feel the ostracism being ladled out to him. Then, Jimmy Carter, the serving U.S. president, walked into the room. Carter was from a different political party to Nixon and well known for his honesty and his integrity. As he moved to his seat, President Carter noticed Richard Nixon standing all alone. Carter immediately changed courses and walked over to Richard Nixon, held out his hand, and smiling genuinely and broadly embraced Nixon and said, "Welcome home, Mr. President. Welcome home." The incident was reported by Newsweek magazine, which wrote, "If there was ever a turning point in Nixon's ordeal in the wilderness, it was that moment and that gesture of love and compassion." Likewise, to bring it a little closer to home, Carol told me about a couple of examples that involves members of our own church family. Not long ago, Teresa Draper was going through a fast food drive-thru. It was one of those ones with the two lanes, you know, you order and then they merge together. She ordered and pulled up, and another woman got really mad at her. She honked and she cussed and she flipped her off. Read that out loud. It shook Teresa up for a moment. But when she paid for her own food, Teresa decided to pay for the mean women's meal as well. She blessed this person who was trying to be mean to her, who was trying to be her enemy. Also, years ago, someone stole the copper off the HVAC units out back. It cost us quite a bit of money, and it was the second time that this happened. We had a weekly prayer group on Wednesdays then in the evening, and the folks in that prayer group immediately wanted to pray for the thieves, their enemies, our enemies. So who is it in your life that might be causing you or those around you some difficulties? What can you do for them? Can you be a little nicer? Could you jump in and help? Many times you will come across someone or even a whole group of people that everyone else wants to ignore due to the way they act. As followers of Christ, what should your response be? The easy route? Follow the crowd? Ignore that person? Not care? Or will you answer the call to be different? To treat that person the way that you want to be treated, even if they do not return the favor? If that is the path you choose, it'll be hard. If it were easy, you would just do it without thinking. But maybe if you start doing it today, then it'll get easier. It'll be something that you just do out of habit. Like Blue, you give it no thought, just act, even if you get stuck in the process. And as the church, collectively, if we all did this, if we all treated everyone the same, with love, kindness, and mercy, willing to help no matter what impact could we have on the world? Remember the animals in the story? They would not help Dump, but they would help Blue because of how Blue, they would help Blue because of how Blue treated them. Teresa's drive-through story reminded me of something I saw in the news a while back. After a woman at Starbucks in St. Petersburg, Florida, paid for her iced coffee and the coffee behind her, or the customer behind her, the line continued for a whopping 378 people. Everyone accepted their free drink and paid for the customers behind them all the way up till 6 p.m., when the 379th person ordered a coffee and declined to pay for the next one. Simple acts of kindness can really catch on. So maybe if we as the church truly begin to treat everyone the same, no matter how they act or even how we may have been taught to feel about them, maybe it would start to catch on. Maybe the help would keep growing. Maybe when we as the church reach out to someone and call for, maybe when we the church reach out to help someone and call for more help, then when we get stuck, the people around us will see our love and join us. Maybe we as the church can not only help others, but be the bridge to connect others to help the world that we are called to love. Amen.